You're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. I'm here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
That was fun, wasn't it?
It was fun. I love those top 10 tips for thrifty Christmas. So on our show, if you want to reach any of our guests, you can text or call us at 314-472-DOUG, 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684. You also can go to our website at DougHaldeman.com, D-O-U-G-H-A-L-D-E-M-A-N.com. So when we're interviewing experts around the area, I wanted to bring in an expert that has 27 years of experience in our market. I want to welcome Dan Denny from Prudential Select Properties to the studio. Welcome, Dan.
Good morning.
Good morning. Or actually afternoon. I guess it seems like morning now, but...
I
appreciate you coming in on a Sunday. It's been a very, very cold week. Is that affecting real estate much? Are people still getting out to see properties?
Oh, they always get out to see properties. It's actually been a really busy week. If we get down to zero for, days and days and days in a row, they kind of huddle down. But no, it's not really that cold anymore.
Well, and I guess the roads really aren't that bad.
No.
It seemed like it was a false alarm on Friday that, looking like it was just going to be a disaster hitting St. Louis. And, there was a lot of fear on whether people could even get out or not. But now the roads are okay. People can get out.
Just the one day maybe, like a snow day.
Well, these are the weeks that people in Denver or Minnesota laugh at us. That we get our little dusting of snow and, people start to panic.
Right.
So Dan, when I look at your production, in 2012, you had like $27 million, and this year, aren't you going to be over $40 million in production this year?
We are. It's going to be the best year of my whole 27 years, so it's incredible. It's been great.
So 27 years, you've actually watched a lot of ups and downs of the market.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So I think that gift of experience, knowing that the market is cyclical and you've seen buyers' markets and sellers' markets, what kind of market do you feel like we're in right now?
The market right now is a wonderful market. When I started in real estate, interest rates were 14%.
Oh, my gosh.
It's funny.
It had to be in the 80s, right?
Everyone was so excited because they were 20. So people were oh my God, they're only 14.
Right. This is great.
So no one told me that was bad. So, of course, I jumped into the real estate market. And so as it continued to go down over really the whole 27 years, really just this, they're almost got so low that people are spoiled, and I just don't think they have any idea how lucky we are to be where we're at right now, or anything below 10 in my opinion is low.
It's fantastic.
But we just had to get a little more creative back then.
Well, it definitely is about expectations for people, and when we look at the affordability index, it's still at an all-time, affordability is at an all-time high right now. The index is the lower the number, the better, and it's just still so affordable with interest rates at this level. We could actually have interest rates go up to 7.9% before the affordability index would even go back to a normal market, which tells me that the market's probably going to continue to get better. So when you got into this, 1986, I think, was your first year?
1986.
You've seen massive changes in how it's conducted, how business is conducted.
It's
before the days of the internet. It's before...
There was actually no fax machine when I started, and there was no internet, absolutely.
Yeah, when you guys got the fax machine, was the thermal paper that rolls up on you.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, that was probably seemed pretty advanced at the time.
I know. My husband got the Brother 100. It was a really big deal,
Technologically advanced.
So now what company are you with, Diane?
I am with Prudential Select Properties.
Okay, and why did you pick them?
I'm with them now because I started actually in the historic districts downtown in 1986 at a small company called Renaissance Realty. And
they're not still around, are they?
No, she has retired, the owner.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a very small company in Benton Park down in east of Jefferson. And I mostly did rehabbing and buying HUD foreclosures. And as my broker took me under her wing and taught me pretty much all the important things I use in my business today, be honest, treat every homeowner like it's your house, and then you won't ever do the wrong thing, every home buyer or home seller. Mm-hmm. If you just act like it's you, what would you do for you? And then you'll usually always do the right thing.
Is that what you consider some of the best advice you get when you
get
absolutely.
Into business? Absolutely.
So that attitude of caring about your customer is really just carried over to make one of your unique value propositions.
Oh, yes. And it really affects everything you do every day. You always think, God, would I do it for me? And then, of course I would. Well, then you need to do it for somebody else.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you really keep out of trouble that way, too.
Right. Now, what areas do you cover?
Well, I started in the historic districts, then moved to the Gundaker Better Homes and Gardens Webster office, and then to the Kirkwood office. And I was there for 14 years. And actually, when they sold the company, the top five Gundaker managers opened up seven Prudential Select offices.
Okay.
So a lot of us are actually old Gundaker agents. But anyway, what's great about Prudential Select Properties is that it's locally owned and operated, which is so important to me. I try and, like any of our clients that own small businesses, we try and always use them as our contractors or things like that. But one retired and one became ill. And so now it's the three that are left, and they're three women. Mm-hmm. And so we are locally owned and operated by all women. So girl power. And so we actually got on the list last year for the top 25 businesses solely owned by women in St. Louis.
Very nice. Congratulations.
As far as our company, I like that.
So do you sell in the Kirkwood or where?
Yeah, Central Corridor. I mean, because this is actually my 45th home I've owned in St. Louis.
That you personally owned?
Personally. Oh, and so I used to move a lot, and I didn't live in all of them. But anyway, but I know a lot of areas, so I'm probably more diversified than most agents. Because I lived in so many different areas, but all pretty much Central Corridor from downtown to out west. I grew up out a little bit more west, in like the Manchester area when it was the country.
Right.
Central and near west is probably our strengths, but we certainly cover, like I have a client and they wanted to buy in Union and they're like, we want you to help us. And so of course we help them. And, or we take listings in near St. Charles. If it gets out to like the Wentzville area, we have partner agents that we'll refer with so they will know those areas better.
Okay. Yeah, sticking with what you know, and that's a pretty wide market area. In case you just joined us, you're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're speaking with Diane Denny from Prudential Select Properties. So, Dan, whenever you're kind of picking that specialty, I mean, that Central 40 corridor has all the nicest houses. Well, I shouldn't say all the nice houses in St. Louis, but certainly the majority of them go right down that corridor. Are you seeing those bigger homes moving pretty well right now?
Oh, absolutely. The market, the activity level has grown tremendously. As our market peak was probably 07, then we went down and 07 or 08, 09, 10, 11, 12, and so this year we are turned around, and activity is way up.
It's nice to see the bottom, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's nice to see the change. So for everyone, the economy's better. Interest rates are great too. So prices are still down. What I tell people is, yes, activity is way up, but prices. We're in the Midwest here; they're not going to jump as fast as some of the East Coast or West Coast areas. So I've heard, and I'm not sure how accurate this is, but prices in St. Louis are due to rise about 3% a year over the next 5 years. So while activity is way up, we still have so much more inventory than we used to have until the market kind of went down in 07. We never had that kind of inventory.
Okay. Well, yeah, and I think that's, we are seeing more activity, and we're seeing days on market seem to be decreasing too.
Oh, yes.
I mean, I know at the high, we were at... the number of months of inventory was like 18 months of inventory on the market, and now I think it's down under 6, isn't it?
It has gone down. While we still have a lot more than we used to have, it's definitely way better.
I love it. I love to see that it's improving, because it's something that as the market was going down, it just seems to be a wet blanket over all of St. Louis, and a lot of the buying decisions people make when they know that their home's continually losing value, especially if they're underwater and they can't get out of it. And now people are in a situation that a lot of homeowners are not underwater anymore, and there's some pent-up demand of people that wanted to move several years ago and just couldn't, and now is a great opportunity. I mean, are you finding that with clients that some of them wanted to move and they were holding off, and now they may have enough equity that if they call you, then you can help them out by getting into that next house and buying while prices are still a little bit lower on the next house?
Absolutely. We are seeing that prices have gone up a little bit and the activity is so much higher. So maybe even they tried before and it didn't work. But as back in 2013 or this year, that it's working. Like we're relisting them and they're selling.
That's great. I love seeing the days on market coming down. We're actually seeing full price offers on certain houses if they're priced right. Do you think that's a pretty important thing is for people to price their house right when they get it on the market? And if they don't price it right, what's the cost to them?
Yeah. In this market, if you're not priced right, you just really aren't going to sell. And so within a few weeks, we're going to know if it's overpriced or not, and they'll get all the feedback. And we can adjust that pricing so that it hits the market that it's supposed to hit and move.
Well, if you have time to stick around, I have a lot more questions for you. So I'll ask right now, is what are the biggest opportunities in our market? Coming up, Diane Denny from Prudential Select Properties will give us the biggest opportunities for buyers and for sellers. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.